We met him on an all-inclusive vacation to Ibiza last year, when he initiated us into the mysteries of threesomes.
Are you heading to Erickson too?
Asked Jonathan, when we finished breakfast and are getting ready for the first day of the work week.
In that case, you can ride with Julia and me.
Jonathan's in my little pad in Galmistan isn't ideally located for our work in Kista. But we're not yet ready to give up central Stockholm for the northern suburbs, even with our wedding just 6 months away.
It's your big day at the end of May, as my dad keeps reminding us. Will you be moving back home?
My dad is a dyed-in-the-wool Gutenberger, and has had a hard time understanding why anyone would voluntarily leave the west coast of Sweden, where the sun sets over the ocean and you can get fresh fish 7 days a week. Maybe when we start a family, I reply evasively, wondering to myself what it would be like not only to have your husband and lover as co-workers,
but also run the risk of encountering your father at business meetings.
I laugh out loud.
What's so funny?
Asks Jonathan, as we drive toward the parking lot after dropping off Jose. I have a meeting with my boss this morning. I hope I can focus on what she's saying and my mind doesn't drift back to last night's activities.
So as long as you don't moan and shriek like last night, you should be fine, replies Jonathan with a grin.
What do women really see in him? I continue, gesturing in the direction of Jose, who is sauntering toward the front door. His baggy old man trousers emphasize his flabby ass. Seriously, who wears those these days? His shirt isn't pressed, and I used to think the dress code was stricter in Spain. Although maybe that's why they send him to Stockholm so often. He looks like a person who does too much of everything. Working, smoking, drinking, and fucking. A bon vivant, as he would say.
The same thing you do, presumably, snickers Jonathan. He just seems to be a good fuck.
Only because I keep my eyes shut and hold your hand, I reply, giving him an affectionate slap on the arm. Riding the elevator to the fourth floor, I ask myself if I'm really so superficial. How else can this sharp-suited controller by day turn into the horny woman who was lying between two sweaty men a couple of hours ago? As confidently as I spread myself before a virtually unknown man behind closed blinds in the small hours, I glide into the bright conference room on the fourth floor. Place my iPad in front of me on the large oval wooden table. I look up as my boss hurries in. She collapses into a chair, wiping three beads of sweat from her brow as usual. I'm only half listening as she chatters about the four-year-old who woke up with the flu and the one-year-old who won't settle in at daycare. She takes a deep breath, places both hands on the table, and gives me a commanding look, and then inquires,
"Ready to discuss this week's challenges?"
"Absolutely," I reply. With business over for the day, Jonathan and I argue whether it's possible to get an after-work drink in Kista. Although we've been commuting here daily for 3 years, we've never gotten around to exploring the neighborhood in the evening.
"It's not possible,"
affirms Jose when he shows up 28 minutes late, and we still haven't decided.
"Let's go to Richie and have dinner," he continues. "Then you can leave the car there. It must cost a fortune to take a taxi from Kista to Galmistan."
"What's wrong with the subway?" I ask rhetorically, while agreeing that Östermalm sounds much more pleasant than this glass and concrete ghetto.
"We'd like some bubbly,"
says Jose, a little while later, before we've even taken off our coats. "I can recommend a bottle of Charles Lafite, vintage 1999, replies the waiter.
"How much is that?"
asks Jonathan.
40,000.